This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Today we look at three famous notes of broadcasting history. When you hear the chime, it's NBC time. By choice, the nation's voice. An article written by Bill Harris, copyright 2000. Almost anyone who ever listened to radio has at some time or other heard the famous three-note chime that has been the long-time trademark of NBC. These chimes were used on the hour and half hour to announce station breaks on the network. I became interested in the history of the chimes after discovering a book at the library titled The Fourth Chime by NBC, printed in 1944. I had never heard of a fourth chime, and my curiosity was aroused. I checked out the book to find out more about this extra chime. However, the book told very little about the fourth chime, dealing mainly with the role NBC played in the reporting of special worldwide news events, primarily during World War II. I began to seek more information about this fourth chime. Was it a different note from the other three, or maybe a repeat of one of the others? Where could I get a recording of this fourth chime? A letter to the editor of Antique Radio Classified brought some results. My request for more information was published in the December 1994 issue of ARC's Radio Miscellanea column, and shortly I received a letter with a copy of an article by Rod Phillips about the history of the chimes. I also made inquiries on the old-time radio digest on the Internet. I was particularly looking for a recording of the fourth chime. The response was great, to say the least, and I began to be able to put the pieces of the puzzle together. A recent trip to the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. also turned up more interesting information on the history of these three little notes. The birth of the chimes. As I have continued to gather information since starting this project, there appears to be several versions of how the chimes came to be. Perhaps only those early radio broadcasters who were involved with the beginning of the chimes know exactly how it happened, but hopefully the information I've collected will shed some light. NBC New York. The National Broadcasting Company was incorporated on September 9, 1926, under the laws of Delaware. It was a corporation owned jointly by RCA, 50%, GE, 30%, and Westinghouse, 20%. The NBC network began broadcasting on November 15th of the same year from studios WEAF in New York City.
This is the Red Network of the National Broadcasting Company.
This program came to you from New York. This is the Blue Network.
There was a combined group of 19 scattered affiliated stations using more than 3,500 circuit miles of telephone wires to connect them. At the end of a program, the NBC announcer would read the call letters of all the NBC stations carrying the program. As the network added more stations, this became impractical and would cause some confusion among the affiliates as to the conclusion of network programming and when the station break should occur on the hour and half hour. Some sort of coordinating signal was needed to signal the affiliates for these breaks and allow each affiliate to identify separately. Three men at NBC were given the task of finding a solution to the problem and coming up with such a coordinating signal. These men were Oscar Hansen from NBC Engineering, Ernest LaPrada, an NBC orchestra leader, and Phillips Carlin, an NBC announcer. A set of hand dinner chimes was purchased from the Lesh Silver Company of Manhattan, and during the years 1927 and 1928, these men experimented with a seven-note sequence of chimes. The notes G, C, G, E, G, C, E. But it proved too complicated for the announcers to consistently strike in the correct order. So the sequence was reduced to four notes, G, 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 E. Sometime later, two G's were dropped and a C added to become the three notes G, E, C. These three notes were first broadcast on November 29, 1929. The notes were struck at 59 minutes 30 seconds and at 29 minutes 30 seconds past the hour. So where did the chimes originate? Here are four stories. WSB Atlanta. I received information from a person who worked for WSB-TV in Atlanta, Georgia for 24 years that the chimes had their origin at Atlanta radio station WSB. Supporting this, Paul Terry phoned in to the St. Petersburg Times, and this appeared in the February 9, 1995 action column. Quote, I read in your January 17th action column that NBC officials said the chimes used for network identification are the musical notes G, E, and C, and originally stood for General Electric Corporation, part owner of NBC. I think if you research this a little farther, you'll find the chimes really originated in Atlanta, Georgia, at radio station WSB. In the late 1920s, WSB station manager Lambden Kay began using a miniature xylophone to hit those same three notes to signal station breaks. Later, when WSB joined the NBC network, WSB cut in one day during a Georgia Tech football game with the chimes. NBC liked it so well that it got permission to use the chimes for its own identification. So WSB claims to be the first radio station to use a musical identification at the end of its programs. And then there's WGY in Schenectady. The following information received via email from a former program director at WGY, which was the flagship station of the GE company at Schenectady. WGY went on the air February 22, 1922. During this program manager's tenure, the station celebrated its 50th anniversary. In doing research in preparation for the history, the researchers found what they believe pointed to the chimes' origination at WGY. The research indicated that about a year after the station went on the air, the notes G, E, C were used as an identification and stood for the General Electric Company. The notes there were sounded on a piano. From KFI Los Angeles. This station, which went on the air in April of 1922, also lays claim to be where the chimes originated. Broadcaster historian Frank Breezy related the following to me. In 1972, he wrote and produced the 50th anniversary program for KFI. One of the NBC stars appearing on the program was longtime announcer Ken Carpenter. He began his career at KFI and related to Mr. Breezy that upon joining KFI in 1930, he was told that the chimes originated at the station when it opened in 1922. They wanted a way to identify the closing of programs, so they used the familiar notes, and this was later picked up by NBC. So we have four stories to choose from, all claiming to be the originators of these famous three little notes of broadcasting history. To whom do we give the credit? Without any concrete documentation or first-hand knowledge of someone who was actually there at NBC when the decision was made to use those notes, I don't think we can really say just who the credit goes to. All of the stories are plausible, and no doubt true to the extent that WSB, WGY, and KFI were using those tones, or a combination thereof, for an audible identification before the birth of NBC. As far as the decision to use them at NBC and from what source they came, as I stated earlier in this article, only those who were directly involved really know the true story. Sadly, they are no longer with us to confirm what we wish to know. Perhaps buried somewhere in some long-forgotten NBC archive lies the answer. But from wherever they came, those three little notes became one of the most recognized sound trademarks in broadcasting history. The fourth chime, a confidential alert. The fourth chime is what started my interest in this subject. The book, The Fourth Chime, stated it was originally contrived as a confidential alert to signal the members of the NBC news staff, engineers, and other personnel responsible for broadcasting the news. The book states that it was first heard on the air with the crash of the dirigible Hindenburg in 1937. However, an NBC interdepartment correspondence memo dated April 7, 1933, documents the conception and initial purpose of the fourth chime. The memo states in part, "In anticipation of the spring and summer months, when many in key positions will not always be available at home telephones, the following emergency call system will go into effect on Monday morning, April 16th. The memo states that whenever a fourth tone is heard on the network chimes rung at 15-minute intervals, it will indicate that someone on an attached list is wanted. Upon hearing this fourth chime, all personnel on the list are instructed to call into the PBX operator to ascertain whether or not the emergency call is for them." The chime would continue at 15-minute intervals over stations WEAF and WJZ until the wanted person communicated with the PBX operator. I believe that the above confirms that the original purpose of the fourth chime was not necessarily an alert to signal news-breaking events, but simply a call system, much like a paging system today. The fourth chime continued to be used throughout World War II to alert the NBC News Department and the radio audience of special news bulletins. And again, we quote from a memo, "The fourth chime will ring out again and again from the NBC newsrooms in New York whenever events of utmost significance demand the intensive nationwide coverage of the news the American people have come to expect from the National Broadcasting Company."
The National Broadcasting Company will continue its network service throughout the remainder of the night in view of the important but so far unconfirmed reports from overseas.
I received a tape of a documentary produced by a radio station in Washington, D.C., of NBC News broadcasts of the 1944 D-Day invasion of Europe. In one of the early morning bulletins, just before the announcement of the beginning of the invasion, the fourth chime can be heard. Rod Phillips wrote in his article on the history of the chimes that the fourth chime was a second strike of the C note, and this is in agreement with a June 6, 1964 NBC memo from the press department. I therefore assumed that the fourth chime sequence would be G, E, C, C. I was surprised at what I heard on the tape. The sequence of the notes was B, D, G, G. If you transpose this sequence to the key of C, they become E, G, C, C. As stated in an earlier paragraph, the note arrangement of E, G, C are the notes as originally used by radio station WSB. And coincidentally, the first three notes of the World War I song, Over There. Why did NBC use that sequence for the fourth chime? Was there some patriotic reason because of the war song, or did it just sound better than GECC? Why was it sounded in the key of G instead of the key of C? Perhaps they wanted a different sequence and tone that would not be confused with the so familiar GEC notes, and would be more likely to catch the attention of the listener and NBC News staff. According to the book, the fourth chime was sounded two times during the D-Day broadcast, once at 2:30 a.m. to put the network on a flash basis, the chime alert calling all newsmen and commentators to their microphones and key operating personnel to their stations.
The National Broadcasting Company intends to continue with its network service coast to coast throughout the rest of this night.
And then at 3:18 a.m., the chime was sounded once more.
This is our official notification to stations affiliated with NBC that we will continue broadcasting throughout the remainder of these nighttime hours. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Followed a second later by the Morse code V for victory, repeated five times. In an NBC memo from the press department, dated June 12, 1964, commenting on the uses of the fourth chime, there's a handwritten comment that the last use of the fourth chime was in 1985, when GE announced its merger with RCA. And those are excerpts from an article by Bill Harris, copyright 2000, entitled Three Famous Notes of Broadcasting History, the NBC Chimes.